You're invited to come see Fix It, Healthcare at the Tipping Point, a documentary about the problems of the U.S. healthcare system and the solution. Oh my goodness, a solution. We like that. This is going to be showing at the Minor Theater Tuesday, May 15th at 5 p.m. There's a Q&A to follow. It's a donation at the door. And without further ado, we've got local physician Dr. Corinne Fregoni in the studio, and we're on the phone with Patty Harvey. Let's start with Corinne, and why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about why we're showing this film, what it's about, what is even single payer, and other things that you feel like. And then Patty, we will bring you in to talk as well.
Well, thank you, Danielle. Mm-hmm. And since we only have 8 minutes, I think I might have to talk really quickly.
Oh, you have plenty of time.
Fix It is a great film. It explains our dysfunctional, fragmentary healthcare system that we have in the United States right now, which is hurting everyone. It's hurting all the patients. It's hurting all the providers, nurses, everyone in the entire system, except for the private for-profit insurance companies that are running the system, basically. And what the solution is, the most effective and economical solution would be a single-payer healthcare system that would set up a public trust, get rid of the private for-profit insurance companies, and through some form of or taxes, would set up a trust fund that would distribute the money to all the different delivery systems that we have now. So you imagine that you are born and you get a card, like your Social Security card, but that enables you to go to any doctor, any hospital that you want. And because there's so much money that's saved under a single-payer system by getting rid of the administrative waste and getting rid of the profits that are impeding our ability to get what we need in healthcare, that money can go into direct services. So this movie actually explains what we're dealing with now and how single-payer would work. We are getting a lot of good replies. We're getting a lot of people buying tickets right now, and a lot of them are already supportive of single payer. I've been working on this issue since 1989, and I've never seen such public support and understanding for what single payer is. What I'm finding is that even people who are supportive, though, can use the information to learn about what it is, what we're dealing with, and then they in turn can help others understand.
How far are we from single payer, do you think?
Well, there was a lot. In California, there have been three pieces of legislation that have gone through the House. Two were sponsored by Sheila Kuehl, a wonderful state legislator, and they were both vetoed by Arnold Schwarzenegger in the 80s because he said it was too socialistic. And then Mark Lino sponsored one, and that didn't go through the House. There's also been a ballot proposition in 1994 that didn't pass. This one is as close as we can get to something happening in California. It's a bill that's gone through the Senate, state Senate. It's passed, but right now it's locked in the state assembly. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're having some problems, because it's a beautiful bill. It would cover everyone in the state of California. I mean everyone, undocumented, documented, young, old, doesn't matter what your condition is. It would cover drugs, seeing the doctor, all hospitals, vision, dental, hearing, and mental health and addiction, and even some evidence-based complementary medicine. How can it do that? Because it would save about $70 billion that we're now spending on, as I said before, profit and CEO salaries of over $20 to $40 million, because the insurance companies are basically there to say no and make money for shareholders. They're not there to provide health care.
Yeah. And would you please introduce Patty and bring her on and maybe ask her a question?
Patty, Patty's terrific. She's a
great Patty.
She has really brought this to the fore. Patty is the chair of our local Healthcare for All Humboldt chapter. Healthcare for All is a state organization that has been working for how many years, Patty?
About 25 years.
25 years educating and advocating for single payer for the state of California. And Patty,
Go, Patty, go.
Tell us more what the film is about and what do you think we can accomplish with it and why it's so important for the North Coast.
All right. This film is kind of a jaw dropper. It's, I think, a game changer. And here's why. It's really important for everyone as Corinne pointed out, to have as much knowledge as possible about what single payer is and how we can benefit from it. Aside, in addition to that, the other function that knowledge will perform for us is a kind of, I think of it as an inoculation against the pushback that we are sure to see and we are already seeing from insurance and pharmaceutical companies, which will say and do anything to defeat this process. It's very, very important. Back in the Clinton days, the insurance companies managed to totally defeat their efforts for a universal health care program with their famous Harry and Louise program that went on for a year and cost them millions of dollars, but it turned everyone against it, using fear as a technique to discourage people from backing the process. And so this is what we want to inoculate people from, that kind of fear-mongering, with the knowledge that, with the power that knowledge and information gives us. And that's the main thrust and mission of HCA, Healthcare for All Humboldt. We have a meeting every fourth Wednesday of every month at 5 o'clock in the Arcata Library. The public is welcome. You don't have to be a member. We have many activities going on to put this program forward. And this film is probably our biggest event of the year because it has the potential to reach out to so much of the community and give people, again, that inoculation against the pushback that's sure to be appearing. It already is. I just saw an article this morning about the Mr. Azar, who is the czar of Health and Human Services, and his claim that that other countries that have what he called socialized and single-payer health care are rationing pharmaceuticals, and that people can have much more access in the United States, which is the biggest lie and laugh of the century, because when we have markups of 1,000% on drugs that other countries can get readily, it's pretty ridiculous to say we have more access here. Mm-hmm. So
in this country,
is the kind of thing that we will be facing.
In this country, people have access when they have decent insurance, and there's almost no decent insurance. Even with fairly good insurance, people still have to pay high premiums and co-pays and deductibles, which under single-payer system, hopefully there won't be any deductibles or co-pays. We work on the proposition, the supposition that healthcare is a right and should be equitably distributed with high quality for everyone. Just think improved Medicare for all. Improved Medicare for all. I don't see anybody over 65 complaining about their Medicare.
And so here's another indication of the irrationality of the system that we now have, is that even the people who have comfortable policies and never have to think, they never have to worry about getting their health care, and this is actually a minority of the population. Nevertheless, these people are also paying for the rest of us who fall through the cracks in one way or another, because we may have insurance but we can't afford to use it, or we may not have any at all. And somehow this all gets paid for through our taxes. And that money that gets wasted is money that could be used for infrastructure, for police, for fire, for schools, mm-hmm. for roads, for a million things that would make our lives better and more prosperous. And so the irrationality of wasting this kind of money. Now, this film actually addresses the possibility of a single payer for the entire nation. It doesn't address what we are working on here locally, which is SB 562 for California alone. Mm-hmm. But they address the entire nation, and they come up with the data that nationally we spend almost $3 trillion on health care a year. Mm-hmm. And a third of that is totally useful as cost without value for health care.
Corinne, you've been a physician a long time. Do you remember a time where medicine wasn't like this? It wasn't a big business?
It's been a big business all along. It's just gotten bigger and more profitable for people who run insurance companies and for Big Pharma. Mm-hmm. The discrepancy, as we see in many other aspects of life, is becoming more apparent, just like with income inequality, with homelessness. Everything is getting more extreme right now. And Patty mentioned that the Department of Health and Human Services Azar is thinking, he promotes this short-term insurance that doesn't cover anything and is very expensive. Trump is talking about cutting CHIP. CHIP is child health care program that provides health care services for all children. It's unfathomable to me that people are thinking of cutting health care services to children, let alone all the rest of us.
Who made this documentary? Is it showing nationally? Go ahead.
Patty, that's
the CEO of MCS Industries. His name is Richard Master. And he became concerned about health care insurance costs when he realized that his company was spending $1.5 million on health insurance policies. And the 33 cents on the dollar for every one of those dollars was cost without value. As I mentioned before, it did not go to health care. It's for profit, overhead, bonuses, salaries, administrative costs, and the incredible redundancy and doubling up of waste and inefficiencies that is endemic in the insurance companies, and having so many different payers is totally irrational. And so he got together with this filmmaker who is an award-winning guy, and they made what he calls a compelling case for scrapping our complex and needlessly expensive multi-payer system for single payer. And they interview doctors, lawyers, university professors, hospital and business and government executives and ordinary wage-earning people. And what it does, it verifies the waste and the inefficiencies and inequities and overpricing that we endure in our system today.
And let me cut in, it's also very entertaining. They do a good job, and I want to reinforce that it's playing at the Minor Theater, Arcata Minor Theater, which has very generously been given time by Josh Neff, who owns the theater. And it will be playing Tuesday, May 15th at 5 p.m., one showing only.
Okay, how many seats are in there?
There are 111, okay. Only quite a few. If you're interested to get a ticket, you can go on a will call list. Pay us ahead of time, but we'll put you on a will call list. And you can call my number, 707-822-3141, or mail your donation to HCA Humboldt, P.O. Box 4531, Arcata 95518.
And that way you'll have a seat guaranteed.
Yes.
Is that right?
If you send us the money, you'll have a seat guaranteed.
Yeah, because you have to pay for the film.
Yes, we're paying. No, they were very generous and gave us the film, but we do have to rent the house.
Okay.
But at a very good rate.
So it starts at 5 p.m. Will you thank Patty and reintroduce her for us? And then I'd like to thank you as well for joining us on the magazine today.
Thank you. Yes, Patty Harvey has been on the phone, and she is the chair and core of Healthcare for All Humboldt, which advocates and educates for single payer for the state of California. And I'm Corinne Fragoni, a family doctor locally who has been working on single payer for as many years as Patty, probably over 30.
Well, thanks you guys for caring about all of us. Patty, thank you so much. And tell us those meetings again are where and when.
The fourth Wednesday of every month at the Arcata Library at 5 o'clock.
Thank you, both of you, for joining us again. This is May 15th, Tuesday evening, 5 p.m., P.O. Box 4531, Arcata, for a suggested donation of You Think of How Much, and Corinne's number, 822-3141. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.